Hello, this is Zelig Pliskin of Aisha Torah. Our topic is Gateway to Happiness. We're in the preface, page 19. There are two types of readers and listeners. One looks at ideas or listens to them and tries to find situations and places when they will not apply. Of course, anybody who thinks this way will frequently be correct. No idea will apply in every situation. But a person who thinks this way will miss out on the potential gain he could have gained if his focus were on finding when ideas would apply. And the other type of reader and listener keeps asking, when can I utilize this concept? Or how can I apply it in my own life or to help others? And it's to this type of listener that this whole series is being addressed to. And we always have to ask ourselves, what type of reader and listener am I? When I come across ideas, do I keep thinking, oh, this won't apply here, won't apply there, and I can't use it there in this way? Or do I keep thinking, how can I apply it? When can I apply for myself? Who could I help with this idea? When will this be beneficial for me? So that is such a valuable, valuable idea, knowing everything applies sometimes, and everything does not apply at other times. And our key way of growing and developing, when can I grow and develop? So we think about different Torah character traits. We study Torah, we read things to Torah literature, and we'll come across many different qualities, many different traits. So the key element is, when can I apply it? How can I apply it? When will this be beneficial for myself and for others? And the person who keeps thinking in this way enhances their life amazingly. Because one of the most major, in the 48 ways to wisdom that the Reshiva of Noach Weinberg elaborates on, all the 48 ways, one is loimed amanas lasos, learning in order to do. What does it mean to learn or do? It means to apply our wisdom, to apply the knowledge. And therefore, the way to apply it is to keep conditioning your mind. How can I apply this idea? And even thinking in terms, what wisdom, what knowledge have I already gained that I do not yet apply? When can I apply it? So whenever you hear someone speaking, a person attends a shiur, attends a Torah lecture, keep thinking, what ideas here can I apply? So again, even if we know something already, but if we can apply it in a new way, asking ourselves, how can I apply it? It opens up our mind, because the questions we ask ourselves lead us to a direction. And by thinking in the direction of applying my wisdom, learning in order to do, when we hear and read the ideas, we automatically think in practical ways. And that's the way we're going to keep growing. And especially with thinking in terms of appreciation, of gratitude, what can I appreciate that I have not yet appreciated? What can I have more? How ways can I have more and more gratitude? How can I express more gratitude to others? And that's important, and it will lead us to a much better life.